Monday's Roundup. Brought to you by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by New Tech Carts. It's Joke Day with Phil and Hank, so brace yourself. These jokes aren't just corny, they're full-on field-tested. If you're groaning, laughing, or questioning your life choices, you're doing it right. It's Monday's Roundup.
Making Mondays just a little less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Good morning,
good
Hank.
Morning, young man. How are you doing?
Not bad.
Good weekend. Rain, a little bit of sun, a little bit of humid.
Absolutely.
Humidity. Great weekend at Muscadet Fest. I can barely move around down there.
Three games for you on Saturday.
Yes. Yep. Pissed all three teams off. So
did
I'm good.
You?
No, I shouldn't have said that. But I made all three teams mad.
Really?
Yep. Sure did.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, and you did your job, I guess.
Yes, I did. Anyway, how are you doing?
Good. Yeah. I don't want to, you know, upstage anybody, but we did have some good family news
yes,
over
you
the weekend.
Did.
So, yep.
Go ahead, say it.
Another grandbaby.
Woo! Good. A grandson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Congratulations, Philip and June. That is really, really neat.
Another little knee running around.
A little knee running around. That's just what we need.
On the banks of the Willow Creek.
Yep, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Congratulations, my friend.
Congrats to James and Haley.
Yep,
100%. We'll have more news on that later.
Yes, but you know what? Congratulations to those guys. Good people, too.
Yeah.
And your son is so smart when it comes to certain things.
Yeah.
It's amazing what he knows.
I don't know where that comes from.
Oh, June.
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
Anyway, so congratulations.
Yeah.
Were you off at galley batting around tonight?
Supposed to be in Cazenovia.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm close. I'm supposed to be in Cassville. They both start with a C.
Yeah, they do.
And both have an A, so we're close.
I know they're going to try to get them in.
Yes.
Grounds are going to be a little wet, but we're not supposed to get a lot more rain today.
No, but when they say that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, and this is Thursday starts softball. Did the pairings come out?
They haven't released him yet.
Okay. Right.
I just heard from word of mouth a couple of things.
Okay.
But,
nothing official.
I mean, don't know how many actually play Thursday the way it sounds. Quite a few of them have byes.
Right. Well, 100%.
Yeah.
I may be traveling to Milwaukee or something with my game.
So, really?
Yeah. You never know.
Sending you out and about.
Well, somewhere I haven't been.
Uh-huh. Somewhere where they don't know you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And once they see me, they're like, ooh, we don't want to know him.
May have a game in Pea Ridge.
Yeah, I may be one of those umpires that just go to different schools one time and that's it.
Then you're done.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot of schools. I mean, what is there, 400 and some schools in the state? Public schools? So you could...
Oh, yeah.
You could go... I mean, you could just keep going.
Well, you divide that by two that way because they're going to play each other. So those two...
Oh, that's true.
So basically 200 trips to somewhere.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You're always looking out for me, Philip. So anyway, it's Chet's Chuckle Day today. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
How did you do over the weekend finding jokes?
It's okay. Well, I did find something.
Yeah? Really?
Everything bagels are made by turning keyboards upside down and shaking them and whatever comes out, that's what they put on the top of the everything bagel.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's what I thought, Phil.
I just got a new keyboard.
Did you really?
Yeah, the other one was kind of...
yes.
Crusty.
Too many everything bagels.
Yeah, must
on there,
have been. Yeah, exactly. You know, I was going to tell you a time traveling joke during the Chet's Chuckle this morning, but you didn't like it, so I decided not to.
How did you know?
It's
amazing. It's amazing. Are you ready here, Phil? You know, it confuses me some days, Phil, that people have such a hard time admitting their flaws.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the first to admit mine, if I had any.
Oh, Lord, it's hard.
There you go.
Boy, you had that up.
Freeway.
Yep. That's a tough one, Phil. Tough one. Anyway, why aren't chickens allowed in church?
I don't know.
Because they only use foul language.
Oh.
Yes.
They're kind of like Hank.
Yeah.
Well, we have that graph after this. See if he can do better.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Hey, Philip. For the past 10 years, my wife has been complaining about me not putting the cap back on the toothpaste.
Oh, mine too.
This anniversary, I decided to change this bad habit and make my wife happy. For a week, I was diligent and always capping the toothpaste. I was expecting my wife to thank me, but she never did. Finally, yesterday, while having dinner, she turned and looked at me and said, "Why have you stopped brushing your teeth?"
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's weird.
Sad. Yes. Sad but true. Yeah. You know, this is a really sad story. Kind of scary, too.
Really?
9-year-old kid disappeared over the weekend after using a cream that makes you look 10 years younger.
So, it works.
Got to be careful.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Some sort of a disclaimer on there.
Yeah, fastest way to mess up someone's knock-knock joke, Phil.
Not saying who's there.
No, it's open.
Oh, knock knock. Come on in.
Yeah, come it's on open. In. Yes, come on in. Yeah. So.
Oh well. Did you ever find the punchlines from last week?
Do you remember those?
Yeah.
Well, I see. You know what? I think Todd did, Phil.
Oh, is that right?
I think so.
I walked into a party one time that had a bartender. I walked right up to the bar and I ordered a glass of punch. The bartender said, "Hey, buddy, if you want a drink, you have to wait in line with everybody else." So I looked around and around, but there was no punchline.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
Yes, sort of.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, yeah.
What about that Simonson?
I don't know what he's up to today. There's no telling what he's doing.
Why did the police officer write a ticket for the cat? Because it was littering.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Here's some things that I come up that you and I are super good at, Phil. You ready for this?
Right.
Forgetting someone's name in about 10 seconds after they tell me. Making plans, then immediately regretting making plans. Saving things I'll never need, just in case. And digging through the trash for the food box I just threw away because I already forgot the directions. I've done that many times. Have you?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thinking of a great comeback an hour later. And cackling how much sleep I'll get if I can fall asleep, like, right now.
Oh, I know. I've done that before, too.
It is. It's pretty...
Wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I can get 6 hours if I fall asleep right now. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because then it's like, okay, I can get 5.5 hours.
That's the worst. I'm like, all right, I can get 7 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's more likely what I do. Those power naps make me feel pretty good.
Yes. So, anyway... A man went to the police station wishing to speak with the burglar who had broken into his house that night before.
Oh.
"You'll get your chance in court," said the desk sergeant. No, said the man. "I want to know how he got in the house without waking my wife. I've been trying to do this for 10 years.
Oh, yes. Very
and
true.
There's the reason.
Yeah, there's the reason.
Yeah.
After, very true in the old farmhouses, too. It's hard to, you know, creak up the stairs and things.
Yeah,
like
you've
that.
Told me some stories about creaking up the
stairs.
Yeah,
you got to be careful.
Yes.
Mother would hear those.
Yeah. Sometimes mom's not happy when she hears those.
No.
Yeah. Why do you, let's see here. What kind of candy do you give a woman with a foot fetish?
I don't know.
Mentos.
Mentos.
Oh boy. Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Not good. Yeah. Not good at all. What's the worst audience you can have? Ghosts.
Ghosts.
Because
yes,
they always
boo. Or not say nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like this group right here.
Yeah. I picked up a hitchhiker last night. Feel kind of scary.
You shouldn't do that.
He seemed surprised that I picked up a stranger and asked, "Thanks, but why would you pick me up? How do you know I'm not a serial killer?" I told him the chances of two serial killers being in one car would be astronomical.
Oh, boy. Well, you're on the dark side this morning.
I am.
A little bit. Really? Yes.
Well, here's the thing. Really tough. I talked to the mailman over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Gas so high, the mailman walking from home, he called me yesterday and read my bills to me.
Now, that's funny.
Well, what can you be?
You know, over the weekend, I had my first stand-up gig.
Oh, really?
In front of an audience.
Was it the ghost?
No. It didn't go well.
Really? What happened?
I just started my bit. Some guy started heckling me right away. And he was like, "Hey, down in front, we're trying to watch the movie." Yeah, they didn't like that.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hey, a funny thing happened. Here.
Funny thing happened. Yeah.
Down in front.
What? Lord of the Rings is on. Let's go.
Top Gun. That, yeah. Come on.
Husband texts his wife, "Honey, I got hit by a car outside the office. Tina brought me into the hospital. They've been running tests and doing x-rays. The blow to my head is severe, maybe serious. I have 3 broken ribs, a broken arm, a compound fracture to my left leg, and they may have to amputate my right foot."
That's bad.
Yeah. My wife responds, "Who is Tina?"
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's the reason why.
There's a reason why.
Yeah. Are you ready for the kicker yet?
I better be, yeah.
Yeah, so.
You got a big hole to dig out of today.
Right? You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. Yeah. I have one more. Listen, the nice part about living in a small town is that when you don't know what you're doing, someone else does.
True.
Yeah.
True.
All right.
Or what you should do.
I asked my neighbor, Debbie, how she lost her husband, Johnny. She told me her sad story. Well, and he needed a blood transfusion, but his blood type was not on record. So the doctors asked me if I knew what was, and they urgently needed to know in order to save Johnny's life. Tragically, I've never known this type of blood type, and so I only had this time to visit and say goodbye. I'll never forget how supportive my Johnny was.
Oh.
Even as he was fading away, he kept whispering to me, "Be positive. Be positive." That's my Johnny. Always thinking of others.
Be positive. Don't be negative.
Poor Debbie.
Be positive.
Yeah, poor Debbie.
Right.
Anyway, my friend, have a good day and be kind.
Sounds good.